Sticking with science and technology for a moment, if you want to visit, say, YouTube, and you're in China, that will be pretty difficult. China, along with Burma, Iran, and many other countries, actively censor certain websites. There are ways around it, but they are usually temporary fixes. Well, now, a group out of the University of Michigan has come up with software that basically disguises websites and allows users anywhere in the world to access any site they want. It's called Telex. Alex Halderman, an assistant professor of computer science at the university, is behind the program, and he says right now, in many authoritarian countries, the state deploys a firewall between their own internet systems and the rest of the world.
Citizens in these countries have been trying various ways to get around this for years. One of the most common today is to use what we call proxy servers, third-party servers outside of the country doing the censorship that receive connections from people inside the countries and then bounce them off to whatever censored website the user wants.
But once the government finds out about it, they can just ban it.
That's right. It turns into a cat-and-mouse game. Hmm.
So say I'm in China, mm-hmm. and I've got Telex. First thing, is it software that I've installed on my computer? How do I get it?
Well, there are two parts. First, there's software that you install on your computer, and then there are devices that we call Telex stations that internet service providers outside of the country doing the censorship put on the pipes of the internet, that is, on the wires that are carrying traffic to websites. You in the country, you might get a copy of Telex from a friend who's just passed it to you. You might get it from a website that was temporarily available before the government censors found it.
And then what happens? So I've got the software on my computer, and how do I access a banned website at that point?
So after the user installs the Telex software, their computer makes a connection to some website that is not banned. It can be any website the user would normally visit that's outside of that country.
Uh-huh.
So it could be, say, a web page about people's favorite cats. It's something completely innocuous, as long as it's hosted in another country. That connection passes through the government censorship since it's not on the blacklist. But then these devices at ISPs that we call Telex stations recognize that connection as a request for anti-censorship service and secretly divert it to a site that's been blocked that the user wants to access. We like to envision this technology as a potential government-level response to government-level censorship. So if a country that wanted to oppose internet censorship were to provide incentives to its ISPs to deploy Telex, that would allow the system to provide anti-censorship service to people all around the world.
Alex Halderman, let me ask you this question. What about a reverse use of the software? I mean, say, for example, there was a terrorist organization planning to carry out an attack in the U.S., and they wanted to go to websites that would attract the interest of the FBI or other investigators. Couldn't they use a software to view those sites as well?
Unfortunately, there are already effective ways that terrorists could potentially visit websites like that without being tracked down, say, by using open Wi-Fi connections, by using anonymity technology that already exists. I feel that the Telex technology doesn't make that substantially easier for them, but what it does do is make it substantially easier for people to access content that is censored in their countries.
That's Alex Halderman. He's one of the creators of the anti-censorship software called Telex. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.